At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello and welcome inside hour three of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, right now, here we are. Three games still left going on, mercifully. Houston has beaten Longwood. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for making that game come to an end. Utah State, 13 minutes to go in the second half. They lead TCU 57-49 in the 8-9 game. Grand Canyon, the 12 seed. There's always a 5-12. Lead St. Mary's at halftime. This game on True TV, 28-27. And speaking of 5-12 upsets, it is official. The world is all purple. James Madison has upset number 5 Wisconsin in Brooklyn, 72-61. They take the South region the first round, and I got to tell you, watching this game, you knew at some point in the second half, okay, Wisconsin, they're going to get it together and make a run. And anytime they got even within 7 or 8 points of James Madison, Madison was able to answer the game. Never got too big for them, and they kept Wisconsin at bay the entire second half. The desperate Wisconsin team that's diving all over the floor for loose balls and hoisting up threes, and they still could never cut James Madison's lead. I'm not surprised James Madison won, as I am in the manner in which they won, because they were able, they looked like they were the higher seed, that hey, we have a bit of a game on our hands, but we're finding a way to make sure we keep them at bay for the majority of the second half. This is some kind of win by James Madison.
Great defensive effort, 37.3% from the field. Wisconsin 8 of 21 from three-point range, and they missed 8 free throws, although James Madison also missed 9. 19 turnovers, 14 of which were credited as steals for James Madison as well. So when you add it all up, Jason, just one of those game discipline, and we start getting back into those discussions about, you know, where we're at in terms of players. You know, Bickerstaff's a senior. Wooden, he's a senior, and go down the rosters, and maybe, you know, since we will have 63 games at the end of it, we'll have enough sample size to go through and say, hey, you know what? Statistically, it's relevant what the roster composition is, win by win.
First time Madison is in the second round of the tournament since 1983. And TJ, Wisconsin in worse shape than the national debt is in, TJ. If I said to you, Mike, now you had to put all your money you have, all the money you have saved up for your retirement, your girls' college, all your money, and say, the more famous alumni? Who has the most famous alumni? Does James Madison have a more famous alumni, or does Grand Canyon have a more famous alumni? Because I'll tell you who the most famous alumni is from James Madison, and then we'll have to judge with Grand Canyon. Who do you think winds up with the most?
So we're playing National Lampoon's Vegas Vacation Casino. Higher or lower?
Mike, remember, Grand Canyon's online, too.
Ooh, that's
no, no. I just mean who has the individual most famous alumni. Like, I'm going to tell you who the most famous alumni is.
Well, but as Frostberg said, maybe it's someone who just, you know, got it printed.
Doesn't matter if it's on. Just like me getting ordained to be a priest. We're a reference.
Garbage.
$70, baby.
Toilet paper.
Bam.
Hey, man, Universal Church of Life. I can marry anybody I want to in Arizona.
Buddy,
in Arizona.
Arizona. No. He said he could marry anybody.
Arizona. Yeah, in Arizona. I'll just wait. I'm sure. I've already been told I'm going to do two weddings here in California at some point.
Really?
No chance.
Yeah. I mean, they're not going to be like, it's two of my daughter's friends were like, oh, yes, coach, when I get married, I want you to do, okay, I'll do it. Okay, great. I already got two ready to go.
Now, here's the question, and we can farm this out to Scott Shapiro, who checks in on the show on the Fridays, and he was just texting me about some of the other conversations we've had, and chiming in. Maybe we can have an offshoot of our show where we're doing weddings.
Okay, all right, that might not be a bad idea. Like,
you know,
our show is the pre-show for the wedding.
Well, but we partner with a couple of companies, you know, that maybe are involved in the catering or the flowers or whatever. And now we've got a little bit of an enterprise. That's the
Prestige
Jason
Worldwide.
Smith with Mike Harmon. Yeah, the Jason Smith with Mike Harmon, okay. Traveling Roadshow.
Okay. All right. That's cool. Yeah. Well. And you know what? And we'll have some kind of contest where you enter, and I'll marry one couple for free on. You know, I'll ad lib it, and we'll have that.
Oh, that's good.
You like that, huh? That could work.
Yeah,
could work.
And then, you know, someone will play some music and you have to make up lyrics. It's an extra cost if you're going to do any Bermanisms.
Oh, yeah. You got to pay per Bermanism now. That's going to be like $100 per Bermanism.
But, you know, if the price is right, as part of the exclusive wedding package, we will do an on-site version of True TV or Not TV.
Oh, see, now you're adding a lot of stuff. That's like post-ceremony stuff, man.
But that's that's part of that becomes part of the reception.
You can buy the different packages. You can buy the different packages. Oh, okay. All right. I'm with you there. Okay.
It's like buying an autograph inscription.
Okay.
It's an extra couple of minutes, and, you know, and if you want a photo with Jason, it's an extra $50.
Oh,
you only get one included with the actual wedding.
We'll have sales booked to Catalina Wine Mixer.
Nice.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, we should be doing that. Like, that should already have, you should have been pitching that a long time ago.
All right. So I'm going to do, what do you want to take? James Madison with the most famous individual alumni or Grand Canyon with the most famous individual alumni?
I'm going to go James Madison, long standing.
Okay.
University.
Okay.
I'll say that there's, you know, got to be at least a Supreme Court justice in there or something.
Yeah, but I said famous. I didn't say it yet. I just said famous. James Madison.
Maybe they're infamous.
Founded in 1908. Okay. It was founded as the State Normal and Industrial School for Women at Harrisonburg.
Okay.
Named Madison College in honor of President James Madison, and then James Madison University in 1977. The most famous James Madison alum is Scott Norwood.
Come on.
Okay.
Who?
Scott
Seriously?
Norwood.
Scott Norwood.
Who?
Your other...
Oh, you missed a bleeping kick, and I got this wrong.
It's Scott Norwood. Your other contenders are Billy Sample, okay?
Baseball player, for those unaware.
Charles Haley. I know,
Five-time champion.
Yeah, but Scott Norwood's
Cowboy
more famous.
Cowboy Niner.
Scott Norwood's more famous. Elliot Sadler, I mean, it's not a lot, man.
Good, NASCAR guy.
All right. But we're in agreement. Scott Norwood is the most famous.
You know what? There was a great set that Upper Deck put out before they stopped issuing football cards that they all look like paintings. And you had regular cards of guys, but then you also had, like, famous plays and situations, and they actually have the Norwood card in there.
Ooh,
like they painted him missing the field goal. I'll send you a picture of it. I've got it in a snack over here. I'll find it at the next break.
Hey, you screwed it up. It's supposed to be a miss wide right. You have it wide left. Come on, man. Get it right. All right, so now here's your Grand Canyon University.
Okay, it's got a
famous
top
alumni. You know how much it costs to go? It costs like $32,000 to go to Grand Canyon University. Well, that's grand.
Small liberal arts college.
All right, so here it is. It's a very hoity-toity. It's a private
university. No, but that's what I mean.
Here.
Exclusive.
Well, you could take classes anywhere in the world.
Here are your most famous notable alumni for Grand Canyon, who, again, leads at the half by a point over St. Mary's. And you tell me if you think any of them is bigger than Scott Norwood.
Yes.
Scott Norwood. I mean, because Scott Norwood now has, I mean, how many years of history is that?
He's got a lot of history, man. He's got a lot of history.
Hey, what are we doing? We got 30-plus years here.
He's got a lot of history. Tim Salmon. Tim Salmon.
Yeah,
Kevin Warren. President of the Bears, former Big Ten president, Kevin Warren.
F him.
Whoa! Dude, you can't. Whoa!
Well,
what
he just
the
did.
Hell, man? What is that? What was that? You just forgot where you were for a couple of seconds right there. You were on
blank,
the air talking.
Blank
you,
him.
You thought we were on the phone just having a conversation.
Yeah, no, I guess I did.
We're going to clip that off and send it to him.
Well, no, I appreciate that. No, look, he's doing great things with the Bears.
Oh, no, you can't. No, you can't say that now. No. You can't. You can't walk that
historically
back now. No way. You just said blank him, except you wouldn't further.
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin Warren, Bears president. Blank him.
No, that's right.
It wasn't blank.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. I don't want to say it.
No, I got loose. That's my fault.
I'm just glad Scott's listening.
Whew, you got really loose on a Friday night. Or here is your biggest contender. Who is more famous? Because I agree with you. Scott Norwood more famous than Tim Salmon.
Yeah, he is.
Scott Norwood more famous than Kevin Warren. But more famous, Scott Norwood or Grand Canyon's own Bill Engvall. Who is more famous?
Well, he's the Here's Your Sign guy, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ooh. He had a decade. Man, that was a lot of money.
He had a huge decade, Bill Engvall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but King Fish went upstream many times.
Well, he was a rookie of the year, right?
Yeah, I think he was. Yeah, sure.
Yep.
Sure.
I got to say, Engvall's probably the guy, isn't he?
Yeah, I that's a tough one. Bill Engvall or Scott Norwood? I'm going to go. Bill Engvall has more wide appeal. I mean, for sports, obviously, it's Scott Norwood, but man, I think I got to go. It's a close one, but I got to go with Bill Engvall. He did the whole big tour, too, with Larry the Cable Guy.
That's what I mean, Foxworthy and stuff.
Yeah, like he did the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, right? He was on that for a long time.
There you go.
And now Grand Canyon's up by 7. Look at this, the party going on in Grand Canyon.
As you mentioned Bill Engvall.
And oh, by the way, what color are Grand Canyon's uniforms? Purple.
They got some
purple
in there.
It's a purple night, man.
Yeah.
It is a purple night. TJ, it is a purple rain night in the NCAA tournament.
So
we're going Bill Engvall, Grand Canyon University.
I think that wins.
I think it does. I think it does. And you know who else wins? Me, because I had both of these upsets. Because I had Grand Canyon and I had James Madison because I picked all the 5-12 upsets. So I win. I'm a big winner right now.
I think you are the big winner.
Your definition, Jason, of famous and the dictionary's definition of famous are very different.
What do you mean?
Well, what's the dictionary definition in 2024?
Well, somebody that's actually famous.
Who?
You can't say famous.
What do you say famous?
All the names you named, besides Tim Salmon, none of them are famous.
Bill Engvall is famous.
Nobody knows who the hell that is.
I'm sorry you didn't know who Bill Engvall is. Bill Engvall.
One person in the studio knows who he is.
Bill Engvall. It's just you and Mary is 20 years old. She was like 3 years old when Bill Engvall was on the Blue Collar Comedy Tour.
When, in the 70s?
No, it's in the early 2000s. Again, in the vast barren wasteland that was the aughts in pop culture. That's when Bill Engvall was a really big deal.
He had a big run there. That's 20 years ago, right?
Well, it depends. 20 years ago is 2004, so it is a bit ago. But Bill Engvall, it's close, man. It's close between Bill Engvall and Scott Norwood.
Well, we could do a poll question.
Put it up there. Twitter, how about a Fresca, Mike, at Swollen Dome. I'm on it right now. Who is more famous, Scott Norwood or
Don't
Bill
even
Engvall?
Waste your time, Mike.
I don't know. It's 280 characters or less. I can do that. I can hammer that out pretty fast.
The Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge is live. See the standings. Get rules now at foxsportsradio.com. Two winners get the ultimate college sports trip for two with Graduate Hotels, sponsored by Tractor Supply and Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay. Well, coming up next, we get into the biggest controversy of the day of the NCAA tournament, which happens to be the biggest play of the day in the NCAA tournament. Keep it right here. That's next. Jason and Mike, this is Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
You know, as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show, we get tons and tons of fan mail every day.
Piles of it.
In fact, Tony, why don't you open up one of those letters right now and read what's inside?
Yeah, listen to this. Dear Pauly and Tony, your sports takes are the dumbest and most terrible.
Wait, not that one.
Wait,
open this other one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you suck more than anyone.
Not that one.
Wait.
Try this one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you guys are the absolute best.
There you go.
At coming up with the stupidest takes possible.
You know what? Just forget this. Just listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. Two games still to go till we close the book on the first round of the NCAA tournament. Well, we're about to close the book on Utah State and TCU. Utah State leads at 76-60 with about 6 minutes left to go, a 16-point lead. Meanwhile, Grand Canyon, 12-5. There's always some 12-5s. And when you're wearing purple, today's a big day for purple.
It is.
Grand Canyon leads St. Mary's right now. Still a lot of time left in this game. Final game of the night. 16 minutes left to go, and they lead St. Mary's 36-34. This is a game on True TV, final game of the night in the West region. And the big question of the night, who knew? Who has the most individual famous alum out of 12 seeds who either have or may pull off a big upset? Is it James Madison University with Scott Norwood or Grand Canyon University with Bill Engvall? Who has the more famous alum? Tick, 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 tick.
Well, you know what? Trying to put it up as a poll question with the guy's full name and the school, it's too many characters the way they count it in the entry.
I can't get through.
I can't put the school in there. Like it's not 280 characters the way I'm doing it, but the way they do it for a single line in a poll, you can't do it.
There's some people in my timeline on Twitter that are really upset at Frostburg. Going, does Frostburg really think Grand Canyon's an online school?
No, that's not what they said.
Oh,
they said
very upset.
Online only.
Online only. Well, that's
not what I said, though. I said they also have online.
I mean, a lot of schools do, but I mean, they do a lot of commercials and really do tout it.
It's Phoenix University.
Well, you got that.
Well, University of Phoenix is all online.
Yeah, how do you think Larry Fitzgerald went there?
Yeah, I think there's also DeVry Institute of Technology. And
some of these places that have been embroiled in big lawsuits.
Sure. Now, with the NCAA tournament going the way it is, I got to say, I don't really have, outside of Syracuse, right? I don't really have a lot of rooting interest or teams that I root against. I should say that. Because, you know, is it fun seeing the upsets? Yeah. Is it fun seeing the little schools? Of course it is. Of course it is. But there's no teams that I really root against. I would say, I really want to see even Duke in their heyday. I was like, Duke is great. Tournament's great when Duke is in. Yeah, that's great. But I got to say, I the team I find myself rooting against the most, and I was doing it all day today until I realized it wasn't going to happen, because I've come to have a bit of a distaste over the last couple of years for Clemson. I just have. Just because of clearly going to Syracuse and them being in the ACC, not for anything else, but just the fact the last few years in football that we should have beat them a couple of times and they escaped and they run around the stadium. Oh, we won. And I don't want Joe Girard to win games in the NCAA tournament. The guy decided, I'm leaving Syracuse. He goes to Clemson, and the two biggest games of the year that could have got Syracuse in the tournament, we wind up losing. And Girard has a huge game in the Dome against Syracuse to win the first game. The last game of the season, if Syracuse had won, they would have made the tournament most likely. So I got to watch Clemson knock them out, and I got to watch them win. I don't want Joe Girard to have it. No, it's like, Clemson's the one out of all the schools in the tournament. Clemson's the one team I'm rooting against. That's the one.
Really?
Yeah. I'm surprised. I don't think it would. I thought, hey, look, I love Joe. Joe Girard was great for 3 years at Syracuse, hit a lot of big shots. But now I'm like, the dude decided I'm going to hit the portal. I don't want to hang out anymore. Okay, that's great. And then I got to watch Clemson knock us out. He has a big game in the Dome, and then they knock us out in the final week. And I'm like, you know what? I've had it with Clemson. At Syracuse, they're orange too, and I've had it with Clemson. I'm rooting it. Yeah, that's a team I want to see lose. I'm rooting against them. The only team I'm really rooting against.
It's funny. I mean, there are plenty along the way where it makes for better storylines when they lose. But we already have Calipari gone, so that's gone. Duke's not as hateable anymore, although Filipowski a couple of times has tried to enter the fray as, you know, the guy with a long history of, I guess for lack of a better term, hateable players at Duke. But he doesn't quite rise to the level just yet. Usually Big Ten, Illinois is a team that you root against, you know, very much during the regular season. But then I'm a conference guy when it gets to the actual dance.
Oh, no, no. See, I'm not.
You did or didn't do.
If I can't have it, I don't want you to have it. No, no. I want somebody. If I can't have it, I don't want you to have it. That's
me. I've never had it.
Yeah, I know that's true. It's different for you because, you're like, hey, at least I get to see some teams that I saw beat my team play on television. Like, I'll root for those
teams.
I'm now
celebrating that longest current winning streak.
Yeah. There you go.
You know, that 3-0 thing. That's
like, had you guys paid Mello?
You could have had him. You could have had him, but you didn't. Could have happened. But no, because that's why I'm very bitter as a fan. I'm like that. I'm like, no, I don't want to win. I don't want my rivals to win. I don't want the team that beat me to win. No. Oh, you want to lose the best? No, I want the team that beat me to lose. I want them to know what it's like. Oh, you lose. No. I do not want to win. I don't want you to have it. I want somebody that I've never even have any sort of rooting interest against to wind up winning it all. It's like this. Right? Think about it this way. Let's just say you're dating a girl for a long time, right? Dating a girl for a long time, and you break up. Okay, it happens, right? Breakups happen all the time. You're dating and you break up. And, you know, you find out that, okay, well, she's happy because she met one of your friends or somebody you know, and they're dating and they're going to get married. No, no, I don't want that. I don't want her. I don't want one of my friends to think, ah, I succeeded where he failed. I don't want her to say, oh, I picked the wrong friend. I got the right friend over here. No, I don't want that. I want her to marry somebody I have never heard of. Somebody I don't even know that works like in Silicon Valley or does something else. No, no, I don't want her. I don't want anywhere in the same area people I might run into or people to say things. Oh, hey, yeah, she dated Jason and now she, you know, she married jumping knucklehead Billy. Oh, who knew that was going to happen? No, no, I don't want that. I don't think you want that either. You know what? You want, if you say, okay, if you want to be, I'm not saying I don't want you to be happy, but I want you to be happy with someone that I don't even know who they are. Just go and you date them. I never met them. I don't know. I don't even know what they look like. I can't find them on Facebook. Now, that's what I want. I want someone completely out of the realm to be the winner in that one. And that's how I look at the NCAA tournament.
Were you kind of taking in mangling some Olivia Rodrigo lyrics there? I hope you're happy, just not happier.
I thought I was doing Wicked. I hope you're happy. I hope you're happy now.
Oh, no, that's good, too. Get some Chenoweth in. That's good.
So right now, Grand Canyon leads St. Mary's 40-34, 14:45 to go in the second half. Coming up in 2 minutes, we're going to get to the biggest shot of the day that happens to be the biggest controversy of the day. But first, Special Delivery Steve DeSager has what's trending in the wide world of sports.
Guys,
I was trying to come up with a whole segue, Steve-O, about you and a former girlfriend and marrying someone who lives in, like, Alaska, and I couldn't, so I just said, you have what's trending.
That is on True TV.
That's probably better, honestly.
Divorced in Alaska. There's your show right there.
We've got one game with 5 minutes to go, and then one game, Grand Canyon, that's only 5 minutes into the second half. It started quite late. How about 11 p.m. Eastern time? So we're not going to close the first round just yet of the NCAA men's
True
basketball
TV
tournament.
Says the day of the NCAA tournament is ending in 5 minutes. It's that the entire day, the broadcast day, ends in 5 minutes.
Really? They're going to play the national anthem? It's just going to go blank?
They're going to cut it out. We're not going to
Let's all show our age now.
NCAA programming is ending in 5 minutes.
Actually, this means they probably only have 5 reruns of Impractical Jokers after the game instead of 15, because this has been going on a while. But 12 seed Grand Canyon is leading St. Mary's 41-34, about 15 minutes left in the game. And another first rounder, it's 8-9 matchup, 8 seed Utah State ahead of TCU 82-68 with just over 4 minutes to go. Easy victories in the first round today for number 1 seed in its region UConn, for 1 seed Purdue, and for 1 seed Houston, which won tonight over Longwood 86-46. Cougars had a halftime lead of 43-16. Easy victories for Texas A&M and Baylor as well. Northwestern started the day with its overtime victory over Florida Atlantic. San Diego State edged UAB 69-65. Yale upset 4-seed Auburn 78-76. This is a Yale team that won the Ivy League tournament on a shot at the buzzer. It trailed that game by 6 with under 30 seconds left. Here, Auburn misses 3 free throws in the last 10 seconds, and Yale came up with a late block as well for the comeback win, because Auburn had led by 10 with 7.5 minutes to go. Also this evening, Duke won, and they face the Dukes of James Madison coming up on Sunday, second round. Duke led Vermont by 6 points with under 7 minutes to go. Blue Devils win at 64-47. JMU, as Mike pointed out, had 14 steals. And James Madison eliminates 5-seed Wisconsin, 72-61. James Madison was up by 13 at the half. First tournament win since 1983 for this school. 10-seed Colorado eliminated Florida, 102-100 on a basket with 2 seconds left by KJ Simpson, 23 points for him. His shot hit the rim 6 times and fell in. 2-seed in its region, Marquette trailed at the half by 7, but still whipped Western Kentucky 87-69. Clemson over New Mexico 77-56. And 4-seed Alabama, a winner tonight 109-96 against Charleston. Bama shot 60% from the floor. In the NBA, we've got two late games in L.A. The Lakers are leading Philadelphia with 7.5 minutes to go, 82-79. Golden State has lost at home to Indiana, 123-111. Warriors record just 36-33. Earlier, Oklahoma City won again. Minnesota won again. Boston won its eighth straight game. The Kansas City Chiefs are trading defensive back L'Jarius Sneed to the Titans for a third rounder. Sneed will now reportedly sign a new contract. Orioles top prospect Jackson Holliday will start the season in the minors, but Rangers prospect Wyatt Langford made the opening day roster for Texas. Cleveland at spring training, 10-0 over Texas today. The win to Shane Bieber, 6 innings, 7 strikeouts. Stephen Kwan, a grand slam. And the Cubs scored 9 runs in the top of the first off San Francisco starter Logan Webb. He is not having a good spring. And the Cubs still lost the game 13-12 to the Giants. And time of the game, 2 hours 53 minutes in this battle of split squads. 25 runs still coming in under 3 hours. Grand Canyon's lead now 44-34 over St. Mary's. 13 minutes to go. Back to you.
Thank you very much, Steve-O. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. All right, so the biggest shot of the day is also the most controversial shot of the day. Colorado, game of the tournament so far. They beat Florida today 102-100. It was a back and forth last 5 minutes. It's what the NCAA tournament's all about. It was awesome. KJ Simpson hits the game-winning shot, and it comes with its fair share of controversy. Let Kevin Harlan and the dulcet tones of him take you through the final play.
Williams to inbound. Simpson with it for the lead. 1.7, long shot, good as it goes, Colorado wins, the Buffaloes have won!
I hope Kevin Harlan was okay after that. I had the Buffaloes going all the... I need to stop. I'm feeling dizzy. Westwood won on the call. KJ Simpson's shot wins it. And this is a shot, first of all, that hit the rim about 7 times. It hit every part of the rim. And had it just swished, maybe Florida has an extra second and a half to get a shot off at the end. But because we had to watch it, hit the rim again, rim, 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 and through... Colorado's able to win this by 2. But after the game was over, there was a bit of discrepancy going on. Hey, wait a minute. Think he pushed off in a big way. Well, as KJ Simpson said, no, no, I didn't. Quote, I noticed the defender slipped a little bit. I don't think I did it any off arm or nothing. Once I saw it open up, that's just a wide open shot for me. Meanwhile, Florida coach Todd Golden said, well, somehow Simpson created about 7 feet of separation to get that shot off. You watch the replay. It is an awful another awful day for the officials. It is clearly an off-arm push. It's not even close. This is what they show in referee when they have education seminars going, okay, here's a textbook definition of what a push-off is offensively, and you have to call a foul for it. And it's right in front of everybody, and it is an absolute shove. The defender falls to the ground. Zion Pullen falls to the ground. He gets the elbow in his chest, and he's able to make the shot. I mean, it's stunning. Stunning that this is right in front of everybody. Everybody's watching this play, and just like last night, everybody's watching the chase down block that doesn't get called, that is absolutely ridiculous, that rescues Kansas. Here's a play that's not called again. And Mike, the big part of it is not that, hey, there's a missed call, because look, you get missed calls or calls that people don't like in lots of games. Hey, this call with 57 seconds left to go, this call with 1:05 left, this foul here, call that gave the third foul to somebody. But you are talking about two egregious samples in which the whistle's not blown. We're talking about sending teams home and sending teams on in the tournament, and you're allowing plays to get called or not called when they didn't happen at all that way. The chase down block was completely clean, but we biffed it and we can't review it. This push-off call was missed despite everybody on the floor watching KJ Simpson with the ball on the baseline. Like, it's unforgivable when you miss a call like this.
Some calls are going to get missed. I get it. But before you sit back and say, well, this is what the officials get paid for. This is they get paid for that. I don't get paid watching it my television 2,000 miles away going, oh, man, oh, I didn't see it. Oh, I didn't see that call. I didn't see that push off here. I didn't see what he did here with a jab step. I didn't see it. No, this is what the officials are paid for in the arena to call. And that, how you miss that when it's that obvious, it really baffles me to no end that these two calls we're talking about the last two nights were done the wrong way each time. Amazing.
Well, but that's just it. They're isolation spots, and certainly none bigger. You know, last night, you know, that one's been dissected every way till Sunday, and you had even in the. In the studio, Charles Barkley getting after it with Clark Kellogg a bit in terms of rules and how do you interpret, and that it became a, all right, let's mediate this, and maybe there's more challenges that get thrown in because, you know, trying to figure out, you know, the extension of what's reviewable, what's not. Plenty of calls over the course of the day. I did go through the Zapruder film. The ball hit the rim for the first time at 3.5 seconds, and then they inbounded. Mounted with about 1.6 left. So there you go.
They lost almost 2 seconds because you had to watch the ball bounce and go through the net.
So you got that going for you there. But it's just another great example of, you know, we call and we've got all these different technologies to do all these, you know, give us camera angles, give us the instant return as a viewer. And I get it. They got to call it live, but you know, that's the training. That's the eyes and the experience and making sure you're in position. Man, this is a pretty good forearm shiver to give yourself some space. I like that, you know, you have coach with some humor about, you know, creating that kind of separation to get a shot up. And it's a hell of a shot, don't get me wrong. But, you know, 2 days in and we're, you know, still wringing our hands over officiating, even with all these big dramatic finishes, huge shots and performances that, just like the NFL, we celebrate it. And then there's like, well, he still leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
Oh, I mean, these are unforgivable misses.
I don't want to go against friend of the show, you know, Coach Boyle, though. Because remember, he did say Simpson was going to be the jockey of the horse Simpson, they were riding.
I'll remember that name, Simpson, eh? And remember, when we had Ted Boyle on there, then I said, hey, we'll talk to you on Friday after you beat Florida. And he said, yeah, okay. And we didn't get him on tonight. Come on, man. And we told you you're going to beat Florida.
Wow. Now, they did win a long time ago.
Doesn't matter. It's still the same time. It's still Friday night. He could have called in. We could have got him on the show. He could have talked about the push-off that didn't get called. I didn't see a push-off. That's all he said. No, I didn't see a push-off. No, the refs called it good. No, they called it great. That's exactly what we wanted to see. Exit out by DeFresca. Exit swollen down. I mean, it's just unforgivable calls right there. But just like in basketball, successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings heart and hustle, and that's what sets them apart from the rest. So lace up your sneakers, make the winning play, and head immediately to your local Tractor Supply store. Coming up next, yes, we continue to celebrate the first round of the NCAA tournament the best way possible in the world. One more edition of True TV or Not TV. That's next right here. It's a must listen. Jason and Mike.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. And there's always a 5-12. We've seen one with James Madison 9 minutes ago in the second half. Grand Canyon and Bill Engvall lead St. Mary's 55-42. Grand Canyon has jumped out to a big lead in the last few minutes. It was a nip-tuck game for a bit. St. Mary's fought back, but now it is a 13-point bulge for Grand Canyon. The final game of the night, final game of the first round. We'll have more on this coming up in a bit. But with this game, and it's fitting, final game of the night, it's on True TV. Our final time this week of playing the greatest game in radio history. True TV or not TV. I give you a show. You tell me if this was a show that's aired on True TV or made up entirely by me. Playing as myself, Mike Harmon, Justin Frostberg, Steve DeSager. Are you guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Scared.
True TV.
Yes, the Lakers are back.
Santa's in the barn. Santa's in the barn. A holiday fantasy camp where you can earn the title of America's Best Santa.
Ooh.
Santa's in the barn. Holiday Fantasy Camp, you earn the title of America's Best Santa.
I kind of dig that.
That seems very doable. Put it on during the holidays.
I'm in. Yeah, I could be had for that.
Okay, why not?
Frostberg, Santa's in the barn.
Yeah.
I'm not thrilled about it, but I'll say it's a
like
show.
I picture him the whole way. He's doing Larry David facial expression.
Santa's in the Barn is a True TV show.
How about that?
Very nice. Very nice. Mice and Ice. Mice and Ice. A nature show following rodents who live in the world's coldest temperatures. Mice and Ice. Nature show following rodents who live in the world's coldest temperature.
So like New York in January.
Mice, yes, exactly. Yeah. The mice that are wearing Jets jerseys, you know, the big parkas with the woolen hats on, sure.
Rats. Hardiest rats going. And the rats they're frozen are like Sirico.
Frozen pizza this time.
Yeah.
Did you say in or and? What do you mean? What are you laughing for?
I'm laughing
it's
what they
serious
said.
Question.
What did you say?
Did you say and or in?
Mice and Ice.
Oh, and.
Not mice in ice. That would be like if mice were trapped in.
It's another show altogether.
Yeah. Boy, look at that mouse trapped in that ice cube. Look at that, huh?
Let's look at it for 30 minutes.
Yeah. Like, let's see if it
well,
helps.
I mean, people do watch the Yule log at the holiday season.
At least there's music.
If it melts, is the mouse alive? Let's watch.
Wow. Oh, no.
Let's watch.
Sometimes this will have this circus
season,
music in the background.
Mice on ice.
Okay, if you're going to see a Disney show, sure.
This I'm
going
to say no,
mice
but I'm
and ice.
Intrigued.
Okay, Mice and Ice.
No.
No, okay. Frostberg, Mice and Ice.
Do they rock a mic like a vandal?
Light up a stage, watch a chump like a Kendall. Yes.
No, not a show.
Mice and Ice is not a show on True TV.
Right.
Not TV. Bark and Bite. Bark and Bite. Chefs compete in a competition to make the best dish with tree bark as an ingredient. Bark and Bite.
He was chewing the bark off a tree. You stole that from the weekend update. And he liked it.
I thought it was a doggy cooking show.
Bark and Bite. Chefs compete in a competition to make the best dish with tree bark as an ingredient.
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, that would be a horrible ingredient. Good fiber, I'm guessing, but no.
Boy, I tell you, I'm really regular now. I didn't think I'd be this regular.
Just needed a little more redwood in my diet.
I'm digging bark and bite.
No chance.
Okay. Bark and bite is not TV, not a show.
Okay, or okay.
Nicely done, thank Steve.
Foreign food fight. Foreign food fight. Waiters work in busy restaurants in big cities where they don't know the language and have to serve customers for a day. Waiters work in busy restaurants in big cities where they don't know the language and have to serve customers for a day.
I'm foreign working on a crowdsourcing fight. Page right now for this.
Foreign food fight.
I'm in. Let's go, yeah.
That's what this is going to be like Real Housewives of Paris. okay, I'll say yeah.
Everybody's
sure.
rich and has lunch every day. That would be a Housewives of Paris. Frostburg, foreign food fight.
No.
Foreign food fight is not a true TV show. Gotcha. Last one. Hollywood Stars Wars. Computers reenact famous war battles using fighting forces from movies and television shows. Hollywood Stars Wars.
Ooh,
Computers reenact famous war battles using fighting forces from movies and television shows.
So real war battles, not like from Braveheart.
Like you could have the Avengers fighting the Battle of Waterloo if you wanted.
Okay.
I don't know. I kind of like that.
Is no. that a show?
You wish it was. No.
That's a no for Frostburg?
Yeah, no.
No.
Hollywood Stars Wars is not a true TV show.
We did pretty well tonight, team.
Pretty good night tonight.
What a week.
And a much better night than Shohei Ohtani's having. The latest on that crazy story next on Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.